for today is, how did mankind start? I see three possibilities of how the human race got started. They are, number one, evolution, number two, alien encounter, and number three, creation by God. First, let's look at evolution. Evolution has many followers. This does not make it true, but it makes it worth looking into. The positives of evolution is there are some examples of things that have mutated or evolved. The negatives are that the missing link is still missing. The overwhelming evidence is that things which were created according to their kind have no halfway species. Evidence for evolution is based on some scant bones and skull fragments that have been found in various places. There are no written records of early man evolving to a higher state of existence. The final blow to evolution is the incredible monuments that have existed for almost since the beginning of time. Note the Great Pyramids of Giza in Egypt, Stonehenge in England, the 1,000-ton blocks of hard limestone and 600-ton block stones at Baalbek in Lebanon. These all testify to advanced knowledge and actions in early man. Second, alien encounters. Ancient alien theorists proposed that in antiquity a number of aliens began cohabiting with primitive man, and this produced the people that we have today. There is some evidence of celestial beings coming to earth and cohabiting with earthlings. See Genesis chapter 6, verse 2, it is claimed by them. The sons of God saw the daughters of humans were beautiful, and they married any of them they chose. On the downside, there is no clear written records of a hybrid race or people that were started by aliens. The evidence of modified human skulls is scant. No credible photographs of UFO activity have ever surfaced to confirm the activities on Earth. Third, created by God. The Bible confirms that early man was advanced in his life from the beginning. That is, he didn't evolve slowly over time. Genesis chapter 4, verse 22 says that early man made his own tools out of bronze and iron. Genesis 4, 22 says, Zillah also had a son, Tubal-Cain, who forged all kinds of tools out of bronze and iron. Early, quote, caveman, unquote, built a gigantic tower and had skills that were attested to by archaeologists around the globe. Genesis chapter 11, verses 3 and 4 says, they said to each other, come, let us make bricks and bake them thoroughly. They used bricks instead of stone and tar for mortar. Then they said, come, let us build for ourselves a city with a tower that reaches to the heavens, so that we may make a name for ourselves. Otherwise, we will be scattered over the face of the whole earth. Written documents exist for all these activities. Mankind held on to a measure of this technology and abilities up to the first 15th century AD with the building of places like Machu Picchu in Peru. Mankind did not slowly develop from a caveman to becoming a computer engineer. He was intelligent from the start. Sin contaminated the world, and a lot of their technology ability was lost. Each position must be examined for probable cause, and if we do that, we will come to the conclusion that affirms that position, that in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we do commit ourselves to your creation, Lord. We believe that in the beginning you created the heavens and the earth, and not evolution, not alien encounter. Father, we thank you for this and pray that this truth will permeate our culture.